Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zay Flowers met with the media to discuss his brand new contract extension with the Ravens.
First off, I'd like to thank God for putting me in this position. Without him, none of this would be possible. And I'd like to thank my family for always having my back and being there for me throughout everything, through everything we've been through, and my friends, and everybody in this organization, EDC, Nick, Mr. Bashadi, for believing me and giving me a shot and, you know, taking a chance on me for somebody from Boston College. I know it's not a lot of people at receiver or like skill positions that really come out of there. So I really appreciate them. And this just shows me how much they believe in me and just give me another boost to keep going. So, you know, and I love to thank Flock Nation for being my biggest fans. Even when things got rough, y'all still had my back no matter what happened. So I appreciate Baltimore. Thank you. Me and EDC had we had a talk right before practice, and it was a good conversation on how we felt about the situation. And he said he was going to take care of me, and I never doubted that. Said I've been his guy since I came in. That's 100% true, because every time I talk to him, he always have a smile on his face. We always have good conversations, and I feel he the GOAT, man. How he draft players and the type of players he go get. So, you know, I love EDC. Oh, not practice. That was his decision too. Just like, keep you safe. Let's get this signed, then you can practice the next day.
Hey, with the new contract, does that still mean that you get to drive up to Lamar's house at 5 a.m. and home?
Oh no, nah, ain't nothing changing. I'm still going to get him every day. He got to be ready. Next off season, we're doing the same thing.
In addition to that, I mean, you know, obviously Lamar has 2 years left on his deal. But how important is it to you that you try and convince Lamar to be your quarterback for the remainder of your contract?
Man, that ain't really my conversation to have, but I'd love for him to be my quarterback till I'm done playing. No matter whether 12 years, 13, no matter how long, I want him to be my quarterback, because to me, he's the best in the world.
How essential has Lamar been to your success?
I feel like our game kind of like match. You know, he could do everything, move around, run, and I can get open, and I can also be very, like, useful in scramble drill when you need me.
Was it emotional at all to get to this point, you know, feels been a lot along the way? Was it emotional at all getting the news that the deal was done, signed the papers?
It definitely was. I haven't had a lot of time to really, like, take it in, because, you know, soon when he got the deal done, he had to go right back to meetings, and then you got to get ready for the next day. So on my off day, I enjoy it. Snoop and Lamar, they took me to dinner last night. We had a few hours, sat down on the phone with my family. I had everybody in the group chat. Everybody was going crazy, so it was good to talk to everybody. Everybody was happy for me. Everybody was excited because, you know, the motto here in Baltimore was receivers are not really value, and that changed yesterday.
Yeah.
It definitely validated how the front office feel about me, how those guys feel about me, how about my teammates feel about me, and they see the work that I put in, and they see everything I do, and everybody felt I definitely deserved this. So the work don't stop now. We got to keep going.
Yeah, obviously money is a motivator for anyone, but now that you've signed your big contract, how are you going to stay motivated? What is the next goal for a guy like you?
Super Bowl. We still got to get a Super Bowl. That nothing don't change. Nothing don't change. I'm still doing the same thing. 5 a.m, getting in here and working every day.
Hey, how happy are you to be able to get this done before the season and be able to just focus on football?
I mean, I'm super excited. You know, you can just go play now. It's just like a rock lifted off your shoulders, and you can just be free and go play. It's something you don't have to worry about. It's just a lot lighter on myself, and I can just go play.
Yeah, Rashad has talked about before, and other first-round receivers before, and there is a pressure
know if you want to get into that, coming from being a first-round receiver and the fans dying to have kind of young developmental success towards that position. Have you ever felt that pressure, and in your success early in your career, does that make it even more satisfying what you've been able to do?
No, I never really felt the pressure, man. I had a long journey here. I had a lot of stuff happen to me where it was a lot of pressure and I ain't fold. So it never really like took a hold of me to have pressure on me because I got a lot of family at home. I had lost family, went to Boston College, had success there. So it was never really pressure. I just played my game and I believe in myself no matter what. Getting to college, getting my first offer and getting to college. Man, it's crazy because those guys that my dad used to always tell me about, yo, watch these guys, watch Chad footwork or watch how Steve Smith is a dog. So to see those guys give me praise and mean everything because I grew up watching them and modeling some of my game after them. And it's just a blessing to be in this position. Man, I always wanted to do more. I wasn't, if I'm being honest, I was never really worried about the deal getting done. That's why I was still practicing because I knew EDC was going to take care of me and he always keep his word that he was going to take care of me. So I never really focused on having to deal with like the conversations, talk about the contract. So that's why I was still out there practicing and going because it's a bigger role, man. We're trying to get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you made a touch on it like, early in the offseason, but did you add any extra weight or focus or anything?
Yeah, I added like 8 pounds. 8 pounds, like 186. I was 178 last year, and I added like 8.
How come, what was your thought behind that?
Run straight. Everybody get mad at me when I'm running sideways, so run through some more tackles. We don't carpool to training camp, but we carpool a lot of different places. Like if we're going to eat or we're going to hang out somewhere or they come into my house to eat, like we carpool more in those situations.
Yeah,